When I pull up to the parking lot, it's time to level up. Dial in, showing out for your team. Listen up, get you some, I stand the fan to give you what you need. Fan fuel, game time, turn up the intensity. Team colors bleeding out, 5-hour energy. For a limited time, get the fan fuel flavor at 5hourenergy.com.
Ah, can't you see it? The world powered by solar and renewable energy. Here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4, packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Get us there. Can you get us there? Oh, his mic is permanently dead. I love it. Menigan, you're up for, I think you might be up for a Marconi on that one.
It happens every so often.
216-474-0092. You could talk to him while we don't have to. Again, Ohio State, what they need to do, can they win, should they win, do they have to have style points to change your mind about them? Like we said when we were going to break, Ohio State has to be hungrier than we've ever seen them before. When they walk out on the field to protect their own turf, but not only that, to protect their own image. I mean, look, this is a huge game for Ohio State. First time ever at home during a playoff game, right? First ever home game. Latest game I think I can ever remember. I can't ever remember a game this late at Ohio Stadium, ever. Ever. So now you've got this huge advantage of being able to sleep in your own bed. The crowd should be on your side. At least 75% of it will be. You're in prime time. No one's whining or moaning about having to play at noon. They're there, right there for you. This is why you go to Ohio State, to prove that you should be playing on Sundays for most of these guys. Well, guess what? You get that Sunday night spotlight on Saturday night, and you're all alone. You're not going up against an NFL game on Saturday night the way Penn State is against SMU. This is it. Like, if you need more motivation than this to avenge yourself for the Michigan loss, to prove to the country that you were worthy of being the number one or number two team all season long, no other team in Ohio State history has been in the position you're in right now. Yes, a little bit of a self-inflicted, but you are the first team to ever have the chance for redemption. What are you going to do with it?
Beautifully said, first and foremost.
Thank you. Should I be in the locker room before the game?
Yeah, maybe. I'd put you in there.
I just want to go to Skull Session and get the fans pumped up.
Everything you said is 100% correct. Because the only part of it that I would have some pushback on, I don't care how Ohio State wins. I don't care if it's a game-winning field goal. I don't care if it's a fumble return for a touchdown. I don't care if they win by 40. I don't care. Because right now you are in the college football playoff. For the first time in college football history, style points don't matter. All that matters is wins and losses. So however you got to get this bad boy done, do it. By hook or by crook, I don't care. Just win. That's where all of these teams should be. I don't care about running scores up. I don't care about winning by three. You just need to win. If you're Ryan Day, you just got to win. You need to win as many of these as you can. Because if Ryan Day, and I know the Buckeye program itself and the Scarlet and Gray and the everything that comes with the Ohio State Buckeyes has a lot of pull to it in there. But we have seen many a times when some of these schools hit the eject button on their coaches who have been there for a good period of time, it's not like the recruits start magically coming in. Ask Kalen DeBoer how things are going down in Alabama after Nick Saban left. And I'm not saying Ryan Day is Nick Saban. Please don't start that one. I'm just using this as an example. Ask the Washington program how it's going right now that Kalen DeBoer is gone. Like, Pat Chun's doing a heck of a job, but boy, it's tough when you replace a guy who's had success.
It's a good point. Bill is in Parma. Let's talk to Bill. Hey, Bill, what's up? How are you?
How are you, Bill?
Hey, Dan, Andy, great program.
Good. You doing okay?
Happens every so often.
Andy, you got me fired up.
Oh,
that
good.
Talk you get, got me fired up. And that question you answered about Taylor Swift the other day, that was investigative reporting right there. At
On the airplane stuff?
Yes.
I was on it. I was listening to another show on the way in. They said that the two were looking at breaking up, and because she didn't go to the game. Who knows? She probably could have been sitting on the plane. Anyone that was there, the weather was miserable. I would have sat on the plane if I were her, and then waited till afterwards. And then they had a big party in Kansas City over the weekend. So
yeah, you know. But let me give you some insight about Josh Heupel.
Okay.
Josh Heupel has a chip on his shoulder the size, the length of Tennessee.
Okay.
And he was an assistant coach at Missouri, and he got the job. He didn't get the job at Missouri for some reason back in the day, and he went to Tennessee. And he didn't like that he didn't. And at one time he was ahead of Missouri about 50-25, and he was trying to get to 70. This weekend, I don't know who's going to win. I'm not a better or whatever. I will tell you something. Josh Heupel takes everything personal. He believes, I guarantee you, that he's a lot better coach than Ryan Day. He believes that his team is stronger than the Ohio State and tested better than Ohio State. If he has a chance to do an onside kick and they're ahead 40-0, he will do it. And so Ohio State fans better get ready, because this guy will not take his foot off the accelerator. And if there's anybody, this is what my opinion is, Ryan Day, Heupel's going to take it as a chance, as a way to audition for the Ohio State job. And he will do it.
And yeah, so, you know what his biggest problem is? John Cooper, because they're not going to look at another Tennessee head coach in Columbus in a long time. And by the way, to run up the score 71-0 over Kent, that's a pretty brave man right there. I mean, what does that say? I mean, what does that say about him as a coach? It doesn't say a whole lot.
I agree with you, but come on, Ohio State has never run up the score.
Rice was the last time I can remember them really like.
But I
don't know. I mean, I think running up the score is all very relative, too, Bill. Let's be honest, because you're going to take – you've got 3, 4, 5-star recruits, whatever, who haven't played, and they're behind guys that have been there before them that were also 5-star recruits, whether you're at Tennessee or you're at Ohio State, and now you're going to send them out on the field and go, well, don't – just play at 75%. There's no way anyone's going to do that. I think coaches are in a weird spot. I think that coaches that are on the bad side of it – you know, it's like, what are you supposed to do? You're supposed to tell my guys that I shouldn't tell them to play football or play at 3-quarter speed. It's a real difficult situation. But onside kicks can be controlled. Like, just play the game normal. You don't have to do anything special.
Not to mention, Bill, again, style points don't count in the college football playoff.
Well, that's true, too. But, I mean, you hang 70 on somebody, they're not going to do that.
It's not like it gets reseeded with a committee or anything like that. You still take on the same opponent. Like,
I know. Listen, you and I are talking the same language.
Yeah,
I've seen this guy, and he acts out, and he believes he should have everybody's job. Hey, you guys are having a great program.
Thank you, Bill. Appreciate you.
Appreciate it, Bill. I like Heupel a lot. Heupel's a good time, and that dude can coach with the best of them. The other side of it too, man. Tennessee is not like a bargain basement job. That's a legit big old job with a very big NIL booster who also happens to be
at the game.
Yeah,
I don't know. I'm going to be honest with you. Folks in Columbus are not real happy with him right now.
Well, for a lot of
reasons, soccer game did not go over real well in Columbus. The fact that what Interpol Miami's coming up here, right?
You're insufferable. You're just insufferable. Why do I talk to you? I should turn your mic down too, and should just host this thing by myself.
Can they get arrested if they're Interpol? Is that how it works?
I'm going to turn your mic off too, and it's just going to be me and Ray, the engineer, who keeps popping in every so often.
That's okay.
It's going to be Ray and Dan and two people whose microphones don't work.
John in Mayfield, home of the Wildcats. Hello, John. How are you?
We're doing well. How are you guys doing?
We are doing well, buddy. What's a good word?
I'm very excited for tomorrow. Will Howard to show him, show the chip that he has on his shoulder. I think Michigan game, the Buckeyes just laid an egg. And I also think there might have been an injury there with Will Howard. He just did not look like the same player that he's been the whole entire year. And I know he's ready for the moment, and so I'm excited to see him lead the team tomorrow, lead them to victory.
Can you feel the history that's surrounding this game tomorrow? I can. I'm all about it. Think about it. When you watch this game tomorrow, that you'll be watching history. Win or lose, no matter what happens, that you're watching a game at Ohio Stadium in December?
Yeah.
Are you kidding? Man, this is awesome.
This is cool.
It's awesome.
Set it up perfectly, like your intro to this conversation earlier about the historical significance of this, and like how if I told my late uncle this, that Buckeyes would be playing on a playoff game 20 years ago, like at the Shoe, he'd be like, "What are you talking about?"
Especially, I think the other thing here is it's a chance for redemption.
Yep.
And no team has ever had this opportunity before. And if they lay an egg tomorrow, man, something's seriously wrong. Something is seriously wrong if they lay an egg tomorrow. There's no reason, and thank you, John, appreciate it. There is just no reason Ohio State should walk into tomorrow's game unprepared and not feeling the moment and understanding exactly where their significance is in the program. Because this is it. This is a huge game. You have a chance to, because your fan base is down on you. They are down on you. And normally they have to wait 365 days to have the opportunity to get back into it. They don't. They had 3 weeks to worry about this thing. And now tomorrow night, they go out there. If they can get on the board first, they can do a little bit of damage early in the game. They'll have everyone back on their side. And then all that good karma that Ohio State has, all of the thing, all of the history, all of the tradition, all of that is back.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Hey, it's Mark Schler with the Stink of Truth podcast. The NFL season is in full swing, and I'll be here to break down all the action like no one else can. Follow and listen to the Stink of Truth podcast on your free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
You shut down the negativity. Just come out to a good start tomorrow night. 216-474-0092. That is the number to come on in. We're going to talk a little bit about the Browns as they get set for the Bengals. That is next. Don't forget Brian Anderson, High Noon. Bryant Browning at 1220. Tim May, 1 o'clock. Baskin and Phelps, 92.3 The Fan.